Rural McDonald County is in the far southwest corner of Missouri. It has a population of more than 22,000 people, but just 3 doctors and 6 dentists. According to the 2014 County Health Rankings, it ranks last in the state of Missouri for access to care. There are over 6,000 children living in the county, and over a third fall below the federal poverty level. Many are uninsured, and much of the population is immigrants, so problems such as financial need, transportation, and language barriers can make it difficult for parents to get their children medical care. One program in the county is doing its best to help. Rebecca Smith reports from Knoll, Missouri.
When Lucia Sebastian's son Victor was 11 years old, he got his teeth knocked out with a baseball bat while playing with a friend. This was a year ago, and Lucia didn't know what to do.
I was so afraid. I was so worried about taking him to the hospital because I was thinking how I'm going to pay that money, how I will be paying another bill that I can't afford.
Sebastian and her family have lived in Knoll for 5 years, but she, her husband, and her son remain uninsured. Their part-time jobs don't provide insurance, and because they are not citizens, they don't qualify for Missouri's Medicaid program, MoHealthNet. But Victor was in terrible pain, so she took the chance and drove him to the hospital in Joplin, an hour away. But 3 hours had passed, and it was too late to save the teeth that had been knocked out. Sebastian's next worry was figuring out how she would pay for the follow-up dental work her son would need, and help came from an unexpected place, her daughter's daycare. Her 4-year-old daughter attends the Knoll Head Start. Tony Wright is the Resource Development Director for the Economic Security Corporation of Southwest Missouri. He says Head Start plays a vital role in the county, connecting low-income parents to health resources they may otherwise not be able to access.
It's not just a children's program. Whatever the need is that that family needs, they're the ones that are going to try to put them in contact with somebody to take care of them.
Head Starts are federally funded preschool programs intended to provide students with education, 2 meals a day, and to teach them about nutrition and oral hygiene. They also try to make sure children can access medical and dental care regularly. Stephanie Massey is the family resource specialist for the Knoll Head Start. Her role is to help families navigate the healthcare system and any other resources they might need.
It's never easy. You have a family who has a simple need of going to the doctor, and you know, they may not take that type of insurance, or they don't provide a language assistant at their facility. Just to get them to the doctor usually takes several days.
And for many, the biggest obstacle is simply getting to the doctor. Massey spends 3 to 5 work days a month taking families in agency vehicles to nearby providers, Neosho 30 miles away or Joplin 50 miles away.
That's where Head Start steps in, where we can help provide that transportation to the appointments and routine care that they need.
For uninsured families, Head Start partners with Access Family Care, a federally qualified health center that offers sliding scale payments. But when even these payments are too much, the Economic Security Corporation will pay appointment costs for Head Start families. But budgets are tight, and the Head Starts in McDonald County can only help a fraction of the families who are eligible. In Knoll alone, they currently work with 38 families and have 26 families on the waiting list. Wright says the programs potentially would expand if more funding was available, but that seems unlikely for now because
it isn't seen as big a priority in Washington, D.C. as it is out here in the trenches.
After Sebastian's son lost his teeth, it was at Head Start that she learned about Access Family Care. And thanks to their sliding scale, she can now afford to get Victor the partial dentures he needs as he grows. Sebastian says thanks to Head Start, she is also on track taking her 4-year-old daughter to regular medical and dental checkups. And she is not the only parent in McDonald County that has benefited from this program.
All the parents are thankful about being enrolled here in Head Start.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.
That's all for this week's edition of Under the Microscope. I'm Tyler Adkisson. Thanks for listening.